This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his powerful teaching titled, How to Have a Good Year. Today, he speaks about looking out for a burden. Come along.
In Matthew 26, verse 40, Jesus said, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? He told his disciples, you couldn't pray even 1 hour? Then he made a comment about the ability to pray 1 hour. Verse 41, he says, The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So Jesus said to his disciples, if you had prayed even for only 1 hour, you would have been in the spirit. That's why I try and pray at least 1 hour every day. And that must be your plan this year. It puts you in the spirit. And when you are in the spirit, you begin to receive spiritual signals. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. These are the plans for 2022. So why are you not getting it? This is the reason. God has revealed it to us by his spirit. That's why it must be in the spirit. Then 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, it continues to say, The natural man, which is the man who is not spiritual, receiveth not the things of the spirit of God. Even when God makes a call, he can't receive the call. Why? Two reasons. Because they are foolishness unto him. Second reason, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. A spirit to spirit. To hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you must be spiritual. Otherwise, you cannot hear. Spirit to spirit. This year, I want to advise you. Look, I've been a Christian for a very long time. If you pray 1 hour every day, you don't even pray 5 hours a day, still, you'll be very anointed. Consistency is more important than doing one big thing. That's why I don't diet. Because when you are dieting, you do one big thing, then you grow slim. But you see, you cannot maintain it. Therefore, you lose the diet again. So what I do is that I eat with moderation, consistency. Then now I can do it for a very long time. Consistency. You can ask those who diet. They will tell you their story. Believe you me, you don't need to pray 5 hours a day, but you need to pray 1 hour. If you pray 1 hour every day without praying even 5 hours once, still you'll become very anointed. You'll be in the spirit. I'm telling you, I've tried different things in the world. I know what I'm talking about. You'll be in the spirit. But how many people pray 1 hour every day? 365 hours in a year. Do you know how many days is? That's over 24 days. About 12 days of praying. 12 days. If you take 12 months. Key number two. Look out for a burden. Tell somebody a burden. You see, when you are spiritual, then the next thing you must be looking out for is a burden. You know, I believe that the commonest way that God speaks to us is through a burden, which is available to everybody. When I say I've seen Jesus, not many people will see Jesus. When I say we had a trance, not many people have a trance. But as for a burden, everybody will have it. The prophets of old in the Old Testament, they used to have burdens. The word burden means a weight or a load, something that is on you. That's called a burden. Are you understanding me? So I'll give you some examples that will help you to understand it. You know, if you are not married and you go and sleep with your boyfriend and you miss your period, after 10 days, you start getting worried. There's a load on you. That's the burden. That's the thing I'm trying to talk about. And your boyfriend will also be worried. So he will call you. That's a burden. You too, he can't sleep. He also has a burden. That's a burden. So I'm just trying to explain to you what it means. It's a weight. Something that is there, which is heavy on you. It doesn't go. That's a burden. It's on you. It doesn't go. So finally, the period can say, and the burden lifts. That's a burden. For some people understand me. Their experience. It's like having a problem that you are thinking about that never goes. It's always on you.
That's a burden.
And that word I used to describe is the word desire. That's why I have 1 Timothy 3:1. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. So another example, maybe it's like you are in love. When you're in love with somebody, you're always thinking about the person. The person is always on your heart. That's a desire. Why? Because in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1, the Bible says, the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. As the rivers of waters, he turns it. Your heart is the steering wheel of God. If he wants you to move here, he will just turn it this way. He wants you to move here, he will turn it this way. He wants you to go here, he will keep it steady. Then he directs you through your heart. That's a burden. This year, when you are spiritual, you begin to sense spiritual burdens. I'm not talking about foolish burdens. I had a friend, he said if he doesn't smoke, he cannot, when he goes to the loo will not come. So he has a burden for smoking. So he has to, the thing has to be there before the loo will come. I'm not talking about that kind of burden. That's a foolish burden. I'm talking about a real one, a spiritual one. It's an idea that doesn't go away. It's a plan that you cannot shake off. It's a concern that stays with you. It's a plan that has been with you from last year and is building up. It's build, something comes into your heart. Build a house, build a house, build a house. And it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. You are getting a burden from the Lord. God is trying to direct you. Something comes on your heart. Leave this person. Leave this person. It's not helping you. Leave this person. It's not helping you. That's a burden. Nehemiah, he used to work with burdens. In Nehemiah 1:11, he said, "Oh Lord, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servant who desire to prosper." He had never had a burden of building before. But suddenly, he had this strong desire that started building the walls of Jerusalem. From nowhere, strong, it came upon him. Nehemiah 2:12, he said, "I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what God had put in my heart to do in Jerusalem." He said, I felt this burden, it was strong, begin to build. The man in the whole of the book of Nehemiah, you will not see an angel talking to him. You will not see him having a vision. You will not see him having a dream. Everything is a burden. Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 5, it said, "The Lord put it into my heart to gather the nobles and the rulers and the people." He said, God put that, I should start gathering people. Sometimes you have a burden to gather people to preach to them. You don't know where it's coming from, but you have this strong desire now to preach. God told him, gather the people and let them be reckoned by genealogy. God was directing. Already personally, I can feel some burdens in my heart. Some of them, they started about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, but I can see they are increasing in intensity. They are getting stronger. I'm getting more and more pregnant. Very soon I'll reach full term. Some of us are 1 month pregnant with a plan. Some 2 months, some 3 months. Some 9 months. This year is the year you give birth to that plan. This year is the year. It's a burden. Sometimes it's a burden to start some kind of business or your own business or something. It's just getting stronger and stronger. You are trying to shake it off, but it never goes. And do you know why it is that way? It's that way because of the nature of God's word. 1 Peter 1:23 says about God's word, being born again, not of corruptible seed. Corruptible means something that can rot, but of incorruptible, it cannot rot, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. When the word of God enters into your heart, it begins to grow like a tree. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And when it is grown, this burden starts small, but it starts growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And nothing can stop it because it's incorruptible until it consumes you. Then that truly, God must be leading me in that direction. Let's pray that we become spiritual. And this year, watch your heart. Tell neighbor, watch your heart. Psalm 37 verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. He will put burdens on your heart. May the Lord help us to follow His visions and His plan for our life this year. May He help us. Begin to pray for yourself. Pray for a bedding. Pray for a bedding. The heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Let's pray that God will direct our hearts. And the Lord direct our hearts. Pray that God will direct your heart. Whatever decision in your schooling, in your life, with your children, your finances, your future, what you intend to do, let's pray that God will give us a burden. May the Lord give us a burden. Let's pray that God will give us a burden.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to know the plan of God, which is key to having a good year, we must look out for the burdens or desires that God places on our hearts.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that I'm finally getting married. Say, Prophet, I told you my intentions of getting married, and I asked you to pray with me. We scheduled the marriage and started preparing towards our marriage ceremony. But a week to the day of the marriage, our president locked down the country, and we had to postpone the wedding. But now, both families have agreed to have a very small marriage ceremony. Actually, this is what I have always wanted, a small but beautiful wedding to cut down on my costs. God has answered my prayer. I look forward to the success and fruitfulness of this union. God bless you. Wonderful, interesting testimony from somebody who wanted a small wedding, a small budget, and we prayed, and he says that COVID came, the country was locked down, social distancing came, and now he has his dream wedding. 25 people, low budget wedding, no stress, very happy. We thank God for such an awesome testimony.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading Epa. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading Epa app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony, and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.